Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on WEEI Afternoons, and if last Thursday was our favorite Thursday because it's Thanksgiving and it's football and it's food, then this is our second favorite Thursday because Andrew Razor Raycroft joins us in studio, brought to you by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow. Razor, how was Thanksgiving?
Excellent, excellent. It was pretty low-key at my in-laws in Rentham, so that was nice. Got to just eat and watch football and
so you
relax.
Were one of the 57 million people that watched the Chiefs-Cowboys, the most watched regular season game in history.
That's crazy. The NFL just can't, they can't screw it up now, even if they tried.
The scandals.
It doesn't matter.
Does that bother you?
No.
Like, I think we talked about, they had the Panthers, like, cup ceremony, and it was like three in the afternoon. Does it bother you that?
No, it doesn't. Because you can't gamble on hockey like you can football. That's why. Let's be serious. Like, that's, you can't have fantasy football the same way. It's once a week. Right. It's all that. It's different. I think what bothers, I think, most hockey fans is basketball bothers people a lot. Like, how do you relate to that when, you know, like, it's just when they're all 7 feet tall and are just different athletes where we're all pretty normal sized people, but no, the football thing, that's long gone. That's again, we can't do fantasy hockey well enough to make it popular like that.
What do you make of the health of the game compared to when you were playing? The fan engagement, money, all that kind of stuff.
Night and day. It's night and day. I mean, the salary cap when I came in 05 was $39 million. It's 115 in 2 years. So that tells you a lot about the growth. It's hockey's in such a better place. We've got great players. We don't have fighting all of the time. We have it just enough now. So the interaction and the popularity is through the roof from when I played.
I love that I can tell you the salary cap number when I retired versus what it is now. $85 million up to $270 million.
Yeah, I guess the percentages are kind of the same as the two of us.
Exactly.
And more importantly, the price of the franchises have done the same thing.
It's crazy. Too. It's crazy. We were talking before we went on, came on today, the dog days a little bit of where, kind of the hockey season is. And I look at the standings and you're there's a lot of teams just, there's a few teams that have just obviously are running away with it. Colorado Avalanche, are you kidding me? 19-1. But for the most part, everyone's kind of hovering around 500, just above, just below.
Yeah.
Is this just a difficult time for NHLers to kind of push through to get to the other side?
It is this year, and especially the Bruins. So the Boston Bruins have played the most games in the National Hockey League. They're at 28. There's four or five other teams that have played 28, but that's the most. And it's just it's a crazy number to be at 28 games on December 4th. In under 2 months, they've played 28 games. So you're playing every other night for two straight months to start the season. It's unheard of, and it's because of the Olympics, of course. We're hearing so much about that. Every day you kind of look at the standings and it moves around so much. 3 days ago, the Bruins were in second place in the division. Now they're just out of the playoff spot, but they're still within 6 points or 4 points, sorry, of the division lead. But what's really standing out as I look at the NHL standings is they have a little column way on the right for streaks.
Mm-hmm.
There's one. Washington Capitals are on a win streak of 6. Everybody else is under 2 losses or 2 wins. Mm.
Win, lose.
One and one, and no one. I can't see. You know, there's a couple teams like Washington, like Colorado, that can go on a streak, but I just don't see it possible right now with the fatigue that's setting into this league already.
So correct me if I'm wrong, and I'm a football guy, so I could be very wrong here. Didn't there used to be a thing that where you were after Thanksgiving mm-hmm. was where you were going to end up?
Yeah,
well, that's certainly long gone, right?
Yes, it is. Yeah, they throw it out the window this year, especially because of the schedule and the condense, and they've just played more games. I think last year, I believe 4 teams jumped in at Thanksgiving, so it has lost its luster compared to history, I guess. I think a couple reasons. One, the seasons have started a little bit later. The last few years, just because they want to avoid football, especially in the southern markets. So they start a little bit later, so there's less games, so there's more room, more variables afterwards. But also, just I'll use football again, is leagues want parity. And the higher salary cap and the higher floors, it's just bringing everybody closer together. No one can really run away with it anymore with the way free agency is now set up. Guys are staying with their teams. No one's really loading up, and it's hard to make trades.
The injury bug has bitten in a pretty significant way recently. Because there are some significant ones that are happening. Which one have you seen impact what's going on the ice the most?
We haven't seen the 88 one impact them yet, but now we're into 4 or 5 games. We'll see how much longer that is. That will start to affect the power play. That will start to affect those one goal games where he, of course, puts you over the top. But so I think the combination of Lindholm and McAvoy and now Joki Haru, Callahan, the Bruins are going to play their 10th defenseman of the season already tonight in Victor Soderstrom. So they've gone through the depth chart on the back end. That affects them in a big way. But of course, you know, like they're getting the scary part is they're getting healthier right now with Arvidsson coming back and Zacha and Mittelstadt, that second line, they're all coming back. But when you don't have 73 Charlie McAvoy, you don't have David Pastrnak in your lineup, those are obviously huge holes that you don't fill. You just try and, you know, keep bailing the boat out.
Should we be worried about Pasta? I know it's day to day, but the days are piling up.
No, exactly. The day to day thing is, you know, you can take that a bunch of, you know, everything's day to day if you want to use it that way. It's been a week now, so we're now into kind of week to week, even though we don't really want to say that it is week to week because he didn't skate again today. From all accounts, it's nothing structural, so it's kind of whenever you get back and feel good. The good news is I just talked so much about the schedule. This is actually a soft spot for the Bruins. This is the softest of the spots. Only 5 games in 14 days for them. So it's a good time to have 73 and 88 mm-hmm. out of the lineup where, you know, at a certain time in this earlier in the season, 5 games in 8 days. So this is a decent time for them to miss, but nonetheless, it's goals that are coming off the board for the Bruins when David's not playing.
Razor, what do you think 28 games in that you feel you can count on from this team? Is it a segment of the game or a player or whatever? Like, mm-hmm. what do you feel like this are on this team are definites that you can count on night in, night out?
For me, what stands out the most with this team is exactly what the press conference at the start of the year stated, was that this team was going to have piss and vinegar. They do. They can bully every team in the National Hockey League. This is the toughest team. No one can match them through their lineup when it comes to physicality, when it comes to hitting, changing momentum physically. No one can intimidate this team. So that is the absolute standard or the one consistent thing that isn't going to change night to night. I think they want to be more defensively consistent. I think they've had very good stretches. I mean, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 game stretches, but they want it to be automatic. You see the other night they gave up 5 goals against Detroit. That drives the coaching staff a little crazy. They want to win that game 4-3 and not lose it 5-4. So I think that's really what they want to have as a consistent and an identity. But at the end of the day, it's the P&V. It's startling how, you know, the other night Detroit, Kastelic beats up their best player handily, and there's no response. Because no one can, you know, up next is Tanner Janot, and then it's Nikita Zadorov, and then it's Jeffrey Viel. Like, this is like 2011-12 type Bruin stuff where there's just too many guys to fend off.
So, Andrew Razor Raycroft here for our weekly Bruins chat on WEEI Afternoons. You referenced the 5 goals, which leads us to Swayman, who had been so good. And I want to thank you. I now regularly check moneypuck.com to get the goals saved above expected. And he had gone from way down to way up. He was number one, I think, when I checked a couple days ago. Now he's at number two after that performance. Where have you seen him sort of settle in? The last one against Detroit was obviously a bad one. That felt like an early season game where he gives up a bunch of goals. They fight back, but they can't quite claw into it. But where is he in sort of who he should be as the goalie after that hot stretch and now a bad game?
No, I think he's right where he should be. Again, the same idea with the schedule. That affects the goaltender, right? You're just so beholden to the circumstance in front of you as a goaltender, and you can't steal every game, you can't win every game, and when you're playing every night, you know, goals, stuff happens out there, right? Like, the puck's flying around, it's hitting legs, and you get on great runs, but it's so humbling. The position is so humbling because on any given night, you can say a team is the worst team in the league, but they have 9 guys that can shoot the puck as good as anybody on any other team, that can score a goal at any point on any team. So the position's humbling in nature, and I think that just those nights like the other night happened. So when you ask me Jeremy Swayman, you put a month together like he did, that's what separates you, right? You can be the same. Most guys are the same all year long. But the best guys have 1 month in the first half and 1 month in the second where they dominate. How many times did we see Tuukka Rask go on a run of like 13 in a row? Or Tim Thomas? That's really what separates you. Because, again, there's so many variables that really keep everyone pretty close together. But you need to have a big month like Jeremy did in November that puts him in the Olympic conversation almost no question now, I think. And then also puts you at the top of all the of the stats. He's getting the night off tonight. Korpisalo's going. So he's got he's had a couple not bad nights, but bad starts to games. 4 in a row, he's had bad starts where the first chance has gone in, the first five, you know, first 4 or 5 shots, one of them's gone in. He needs to have a big start tonight for him.
In lieu of asking about Swayman being an Olympian, I'll pivot to a different name. Should Morgan Geeky be considered for the Olympic team?
I know. Yes, he should. He's not going to make the team. But when you lead the league or tied or close now, Nate MacKinnon, I think, has got one more than him now at 21. But for what he's done in 2025, if Canada needed a goal scorer, that's the issue, right? Yeah. They kind of have the goal scoring thing down between, I'll go through 9 names. If it was just a little bit different or a little more complete, I think he would be in the mix. But you as a Canadian hockey player to come out of nowhere and get yourself on that list and be talked about, it should make them pretty proud.
How's that process work? How do players get picked for Team Canada, or it's different for every country, I'm guessing?
Timing for that question is perfect. I was reading this morning that Team Canada's having the brass is having a 3-day meeting this weekend. Which they're really going to dig in. I believe...
Who's the brass made up of?
Yeah, you know? So Doug Armstrong, general manager of the St. Louis Blues, Don Sweeney. So they're probably had dinner last night or tonight, or they're getting ready to go to the undisclosed location of this meeting. So But it's a black box, right? It's a black box. These guys are sworn to secrecy. The Canadian Hockey Olympic team, I don't know. I couldn't really put it into words how important it is, how crucial it is, and how seriously it's taken. It's like
it's almost like voting
life
on the Pope.
And death. Yeah, yeah, correct. There you go. That's exactly what it is. The white smoke.
Yeah.
We'll know when they have a team. It's so they'll go through that process. From all accounts, they've already got the six guys. They named the six guys just like Team USA named six guys. I think all the teams did. Charlie McAvoy's on it for Team USA in that top six, but. They'll dig in. Like, there isn't a stone unturned. I know Don Sweeney's been at 90% of the National Hockey League games this season. He hasn't stopped. Those guys just watch every single game and are going through with a fine-tooth comb what the lines will look like, what player will fit certain roles. They have, of course, you have four NHL coaches on the bench as well that are pulling for their guys.
Right.
John Cooper's the head coach. He's down in Tampa. They have, you know, they could conceivably have three or four Canadian forwards in their lineup because he's pushing for it. So it's a cool process.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's got to be painstaking for those guys. And if you can wear your jersey in the Olympics for Team Canada, it changes your legacy. It does.
You touched on Morgan Geekie, and we've been talking a lot about him. Obviously, this is a breakout year. The numbers are through the roof. But those comments 2 games ago, maybe at his locker, when he said, like, I still don't really know if I fit up there atop the standings. What do you make of that? And is there more? Like, this isn't going to stop, is it? Is this who he is? Is there more? I saw some Marco Sturm comments like, there's more to come. Like, there's more in his game that can be unlocked.
Yes, he's still a fairly young guy. He's mid-20s. He acts older than that. I think you assume he's a mature guy the way he talks. He seems a little older, but he isn't. He's a young guy. I think when you're... You know, when you've been put on waivers before, when you've been traded, expansion draft, you're not a first overall pick. I think you always have that somewhere in the back of your head where you don't want to go to the minors. Whereas a Nate MacKinnon doesn't think about, he's thinking about being, Sidney Crosby thinks about mm-hmm. being in the Hall of Fame and, right. and automatically being in the Olympics and like, can I be one of the best players of all time? Not everybody has that mentality in the league. You know, none of us are... You know, we're all pretty realistic people. But when you get to that, you do have to change. You have to become a bit of a killer, and you have to change your mentality when you lead the league in goals in a calendar year. It's you look at yourself a little differently. But you have to do that. You have to think about doing that. And I think that's where Morgan is right now, where he's just trying to feel his way through doing that in a way of being humble still, but also, you know, puffing that chest out a little bit. I think what Marco Sturm's talking about is his 200-foot game at different areas where he can impact defensively, or he can impact through the neutral zone and impact just different places on the ice. Finally, to get to the point of why he can do this all the time, is 13 of his goals are from mid-range or long-range out of his 20. So that means he can beat the goalie with his shot. That's why it's repeatable. David Pastrnak can do that. Alex Ovechkin can do that. Nate MacKinnon can do that. Most guys, so those 10 goals from mid-range, an average player scoring two or three of those.
Wow.
But Morgan Geege's got the hardest shot in the league in a game this season. He can shoot it better than most guys, if not almost all of them. And that's what separates them. That's what allows it to be repeatable.
It's like the Patriots' completion percentage, like on longer downs.
Right.
It's you would think the further you are out, the harder the shot.
That's
but
right.
If you're good at it, that means you got a special skill.
If you have a cannon arm and you're an athlete, then it's repeatable.
Yeah.
It's, so the 25-yard pass turns – when that becomes repeatable, then you're on to something.
You're on to something.
Andy a couple times has referenced a story. Did you read it in The Athletic about Morgan Geeky?
Yes.
About once a week he'll bring up some of the...
It's a great story. And I learned a lot.
It was specifically about the pregame ritual, how you tape your stick, the way that you get ready to play as a goal scorer. So from your perspective, could you give him a little bit more insight into kind of the science behind being a goal scorer or being a goaltender, some of the small details that maybe he's not aware of, but read a couple weeks ago.
Hey, I've watched some hockey.
Yeah,
made me sound like I
stayed
at a
Holiday Inn Express last night. Right?
I'm curious, like, when do you get, like, how soon do you get to the arena before the game to start your process?
Well, so that's minimum 2 hours. 2 hours is the latest you can get there. There's certainly guys that roll in at 4:59 for the 7 o'clock game, you know, half asleep, walking, you know, the guys that live close to the rink. Other guys, you know, they'll get there. The typically the guys with kids or, you know, the older guys get there much earlier to get their bodies going and get warmed up. I think 37, he was getting to the rink 3.5 hours early just to get going at different times in his career. But with Morgan, it's again, some guys are Ferraris, some guys are F-150s where, you know, you need a lot of attention, you think about things, and other guys have the trainer tape their stick. I want nothing to do with any of this. I'll give you a bigger tip at the end of the year. Just make sure my sticks are always taped and ready for warm-up. So some guys, again, it's just such personal preference, but of course, when you're the leading goal scorer, you take a little more interest in what he's doing.
So what are we expecting tonight? St. Louis?
Jim Montgomery comes back.
Yes.
Jim Montgomery, and they have 7 overtime losses. So
yes.
That's a lot of overtime losses that kind of changes your record, but what do we expect tonight?
Yeah, they're hanging in. They were down and out to start the season. They're battling back. Like you said, they've been getting a lot of the loser points. So they're 2 games under 500, which in the West all of a sudden is keeping you in it as teams have kind of backed off over there. They don't score a lot of goals. They have not scored a lot of goals recently. I think 7 of 10 games are 2 games and under. 2 goals are under, I should say. So hopefully that fills into what the Bruins want to do structurally, defensively, and bounce back. The Bruins have been bouncing back. This will be a big one. This is a game that, again, on paper, you're looking at it, that when they're 2 games under 500, you're 2 games over, you should find a way to win on home ice.
And at the very least, every time I tune in, they're bullying somebody Zadorov.
Oh, they're going to bully tonight again,
I like it.
You can count on the third line running through a few people out there today, no question.
All right, Razor, appreciate you stopping by as always. We will we'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, you too.
Enjoy the night.
Thank you.
Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it is 4:30. That means it's time for QB Under the Tree. We give away another autographed Patriots football.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.